Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Let me think, who's my co-host? David Linden has been my co-host today, and it's always a pleasure when David's here. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show and getting an update on all the stuff that's going on around the town. And it's every week it's the same thing. It's just chock full of important events for the residents in the town of North Hempstead.
Yeah.
So, Christina, take it away.
Yeah, we are just, you know, I was just actually looking through. There's like a whole stack of papers here. But also coming up, because we on May 5th as well, there's a lot of these events on the same day, but you could just do it all. You could check it all. They're all in the same area. There's going to be the annual North Hempstead Spring Festival, which is May 5th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Clark Garden, which is an absolutely beautiful facility. There'll be a live animal show. There will be the fairies on stilts. If anyone saw them last time, that was quite impressive. They're part of the National Circus Project. There's going to be a craft tent, an exotic reptile show, live musical performance, and different activities. And what I really love about this event, it's perfect for the whole family. You know, so if you want to go, you want to bring your kids, your grandkids, whoever it might be. It's really a great reason.
There's plenty of parking
in
Clark, but the thing is, when you park your car, people see it. So it really needs to be clean.
Oh, that's right.
There's no question
about
that.
So you better get to that car wash.
So you better get to the car wash,
tomorrow. Before you go there. That's right.
Right in front of the Pratt Recreation Center.
There you
go. So you don't embarrass yourself by going next week to the, the garden show.
That's right.
And you don't want to be embarrassed. Look at the dirty car.
You don't want to be judged by the North Hempstead residents.
No.
But it's definitely something worth checking out. It's a great event. Community Service puts that on, and it's always quite the wonderful event. So check that out, May 5th, Clark Botanic Garden. I know David is always an advocate of Clark Botanic Garden.
We have a tree there. See? We donated a tree.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a Franconia, which was an extinct tree in the 19th century somewhere. They found one and they took cuttings from it. We had one, but maybe we had the brunt of the litter or it was the wrong spot. We donated it to Clark Garden. It's doing well. Several years.
So we go there and say,
let's go look at our tree.
Yeah, that's right. So you can go to Clark Botanic Garden and visit the Linden's tree. So there you go.
Very, very nice. Okay.
I love it. But it's definitely, it's one of, you know, in North Hempstead, we're really fortunate to have beautiful parks and facilities. And we're actually going to have on, I think in June, we'll have on our yearly parks department people talking about the parks. Because I think
concerts,
it's important,
my God.
You know, you don't even realize some of the amazing things that go on in North Hempstead. So definitely check that out. Also in Project Independence, we certainly have a lot of stuff going on in the month of May. And on May 10th, which I think is going to be a wonderful chat, it's the importance of healthcare proxies. It's going to be presented by Kelly Steinman, who's one of our nurses, and Gail Sellis, who's one of our gerontologists. And it's going to be an open discussion regarding healthcare proxies and what, you know, questions about it, and they'll give you any kind of answers you want regarding it, and just what you should do, what you should fill out, how to fill it out, all the, you know, whatever you need to know, because it's certainly an important topic, and you don't want to obviously
add one thing to that, which came out in a conversation at one of the chats meeting. Let others in your family know what you have, mm-hmm. like your children, you know, that yes, these are my wishes. Mm-hmm. Don't start a fight with my healthcare proxy because, no, grandma wouldn't want that.
No, and that's really, you know, and David brings up a really important part because, you know, a lot of times, it's an uncomfortable topic. Nobody really wants to have that conversation. It's not a fun, jovial conversation.
But
it's an important one. And I think, you know, that's an issue a lot of people, you know, we even had it with my grandpa because he never wanted to talk about any of these things or address any of these things, you know. So luckily, you know, we knew him well enough. We were able to figure out things. But, you know, you really, it's all about being your own best advocate and your wishes, you know, so therefore you need to do these things so what you actually want occurs. So it's definitely an important topic. So that will be on May 10th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. over at Port Washington Senior Center. So I recommend definitely checking that out because it's certainly important. And also I want to remind people we have all of our social groups that are meeting. We have, it's just amazing when I look at all these things. We have a bunch of current events groups, if that's your thing. On Tuesday, May 1st and May 15th, there's our World in Motion group. That's facilitated by Professor Martha Cohen, who is one of our wonderful volunteers. That's at Clinton G. Martin Park from 2:30 to 3:30. So if you're in that area, you can check that out. And then if you are closer to the Westbury area, or if you want to go there, there's What in the World is Going On, and that's every Friday starting May 4th over at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you could definitely check that out. Our senior talk group meets over at Roslyn Community Center on May 3rd and May 17th. That's facilitated by Nancy Mizrahi and Janet Entine, which is a great group over at the Roslyn Community Center. And, you know, then we have our other ones that meet at Parkville. So, listen, I can go on forever talking about that. And I also want to remind people that, you know, we send out a monthly email newsletter that has an event, all the events that are going on for that month. So if you are interested in, you know, knowing all this stuff and getting it sent to your email, call 311 or 869-6311, and I will make sure you are added to the list. You know, and even if, you know, what's great about doing this, we could add anyone. So we have, you know, different professionals on that email distribution list, whatever it might be. You can get information on that, too. So I definitely think that is something worth checking out as well. Also, there was another thing I wanted to put. Oh, this was a hot topic. Town of North Hempstead school taxes. The second half is due on Thursday, May 10th. It's definitely important. We want people to be aware of that because you don't really want to miss that deadline. And it must be postmarked on or before May 10th. So just note to self to do that. And there's a whole bunch of different collection sites, too, that you can call 311 to get, because they'll be all over the town collecting the school taxes, which is definitely something important to do. A great thing that was approved on the town board: free parking for active military and veterans at the Memorial Day commemoration that we have. So that's on May 26th, actually, the fireworks extravaganza and memorial. That's over at North Hempstead Beach Park at 6 p.m. So if you are in the active military or if you are a veteran, it's free to park. It's usually $15 to $10 to park at these $10 to $15, say. Because we laugh because it's $15 cash, $10 credit card. I know it's very confusing, but, you know, this is will be the thing that John and I were always will stump us forever. And we got to the bottom of it because it's safer, you know. The town doesn't really want to be collecting cash.
They don't want cash.
So they want to encourage people to use the credit card, which made sense because usually it's the opposite. We thought we were reporting a couple of years ago fake news, but that is what it is. So I think that's really a great thing that North Hempstead is doing over for the veterans, because it's certainly something important as well. And if you are interested in the town boards, you could actually watch them live on the computer. I want to, you know, if you're not able to, you know, obviously get there because they are late at night and can go on forever. But you're able to actually watch it live. And even later, you can go online and check, you know, kind of what the minutes were of the meeting as well. So definitely check that out, too. You know, we're just trying to keep everyone connected in North Hempstead. And the ARP driving courses, the next one will be coming up on May 12th, and then the following is June 9th. We recommend everyone do this class. It's $20 for members of ARP or $25 for non-members of ARP, and it's at Clinton G. Martin Park. You can come right in and pay it, and I recommend it. David, have you done the ARP defensive driving classes?
I've done the defensive driving, not with them. It's just more convenient. I'm willing to pay a few bucks more.
And yeah, but it's always good, regardless of the defense, however you do it. I think everyone should certainly do it.
Also, you can knock 10% off your automobile liability insurance.
Absolutely. So that's definitely something great to check out. And then coming up on May 17th, we have a CarFit event, which we do in conjunction with ARP and AAA and the American Occupational Therapy Association. CarFit, I recommend anyone that is driving to do this. It's a 12-point checklist, and you can learn kind of how to get fit to your car. Your mirrors can be adjusted, seatbelt use, steering wheel tilt, how far away you are from the steering wheel. I mean, there's a whole list of things that our wonderful mobility managers and company do. That's from it's about 20 to 30 minutes, so that will be on Thursday, May 17th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. You have to make reservations for this, but you call AAA to do that, and it's 516-873-2364. Once again, that's 516-873-2364. Or you can call 311, obviously, and we could get you connected as well.
Actually, just one, we don't have it, only a second.
Oh, whoa.
Is that the WCWP.org app?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we've really been trying to plug this. It is so wonderful. A couple of weeks ago, John actually did it on air, and it showed you how fast it is to download the app and how easy it is. So you can download it. You just literally, with the click of a button, you have a smartphone, whatever it is.
Right.
You go to the App Store. You download it. It's free, and you can listen to it. And it's really great. No interruptions. So I recommend everyone
download it.
Yeah, it
really is. It was simple. And it's no matter where you are. Like, I don't, certain parts of Great Neck, it's tough to get this. Do it from the app. It's perfectly clear. That's it. That's our show for today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we hope we'll see some of you tomorrow in front of the Pratt Recreation Center getting your car washed. You'll look nice and fancy for the weekend. Goodbye, everyone.